Not only, go ahead, does it give God the glory, but second, Satan gets disarmed. Do you know what Satan's main function is? In Revelation, he's referred to, take a look at the text, as the accuser. The accuser of our brothers. That is Satan's main function, to point and shame. Yes, he tempts, but I'm convinced that he has more good news happening for Satan when he is accusing than anything else. Now, guess what happens when you take the punch out of Satan's hands and you say, I'm here to say, and Satan says, if you're not careful, I'll let everybody know who you are. And you say, I'm here to say this is who I am. And Satan says, but I was going to accuse you of that. Well, I'm confessing. So, what are you doing here? Well, I was going to accuse you. Well, I've already confessed. Why are you going to accuse me if I already confessed? Well, and he goes away, frustrated. When Christians tell the truth about themselves and God's grace, Satan has nothing to hold over your head. Are you getting this? Do you know how this changes churches? People start streaming into the building and saying, man, this is the place I want to be. You guys aren't saying sin's okay, but what you're saying is sin is a real battle that will always be in our life, and you don't have to be perfect to be a part of this church. Praise God. Because if you found a perfect church when you and your family placed membership, you'd mess it up. Because you're not perfect. Amen? Punch it again, champ. Man, we got to hurry. Why start with my baggage? Because others' hearts are opened when I do. Who would you rather share with? Someone who's perfect or someone who's honest? Yeah. Had a brother get up at our church, give a testimony. In fact, it's part of this series called Baggage Claim. And I mean, he shared a very painful and powerful testimony. He's one of these guys at our church that if you'd met him, you'd go, he is so cool. I want him teaching my son's high school class. I want him to be my son's counselor at camp. He and his wife are fantastic people. But he got up before our church and told about his college years, which were not pretty. Alcohol, sexuality, basic disregard for the will of God. Oh, by the way, he was raised in the church. He just did it like this. He'd come home from spring break, go to church, and they'd call on him to read scripture and say a prayer. Nobody knew. The service finishes, and I'm thinking, this has been the heaviest public sharing we've ever had as a church. So service finishes, and I'm standing out there in the lobby, you know, chatting with people, shaking his hands, and I see a swarm of folks, and I'm thinking, oh no. We worried that people would be so upset by this, they would go to him and say, you shouldn't have done that, and that's not right, and that's embarrassing, and I had friends here today because I'd thought about all the things that people might say. So I made a beeline over there to try and defend him. But you want to guess what I found when I got over to that crowd? They weren't chewing him out. In fact, they're waiting in line. With tears, some. Another man at our church gripping hold of his hand, and I heard him saying, I didn't think I was ever going to be able to talk to anybody about this. But I have carried guilt for 20 years about things that I did when I was 22 and 23. And my brother was ministering to him. Now, you need to know something. I'm standing there going, I preach every Sunday. I say, if there's something that's bothering you, feel guilty about something, come forward. This guy has never come forward. I preached to this guy for 8 years and he's never come forward. And he goes to talk to this guy? Is this ringing any bells with anybody? Are you understanding how sometimes church can become this, yes, if anyone here has any rotten, disgusting problems while we stand and while we sing, crawl to the front pew. Otherwise, we'll have a prayer and go have lunch. Now, folks, I make fun of it, but you need to know this is me. This is me. And so here this brother is sharing his heart, and it pops open. Press that next button, brother. It pops open the floodgate. Maybe that's why Paul did things like this. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on. Look at it again. Brothers, I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but this one thing I do. Paul is constantly saying, guys, I don't have it all together. Boy, that would be a great phrase for our church to put on a sign out in front of the building. We don't have it all together. Come on in. Would that sign bother you? Well, now, we don't want to put our... Here's my mama's phrase. You don't want to hang your dirty laundry out there for the Joneses to look at. But brothers and sisters, if there was ever a place for dirty laundry to be brought, isn't it to the Lord's church? Isn't it to the foot of the cross?